For calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Paul Cameron, and back in October, I got kids yelling, I can't talk, ma'am.
Well, that's fine, sir. I'm bearing with you. Go ahead.
I know, I talked with a lady that, because I want to return this watch and earbuds because they're charging me ridiculous for it. So I just spoke with a girl and she says you need to go to your bank and have them call. What bank do they want me to go to? The bank that they on the credit card? Or just my bank?
Well, first let me pull
Because
up your account and see what's going on so I can further assist you. What's your first and last name?
first name is Paul, Paul. Last name is Cameron, Cameron.
Okay, and can you please confirm your shipping address?
7108 Raincloud, Raincloud Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145.
Okay, and I do see here you have the Melody earbuds and the watch. So, sir, you won't be billed or shipped anything else because that was just a one-time payment. You paid for the full price of the watch and the earbuds, so you won't be charged anything else.
I don't, ma'am, I don't want to pay. I want to return these and I want to get my money back charging me. Because I didn't know when I ordered this that this was a trial. I thought I was buying them. And now they've charged my credit card $67.99 and $64.99, just ridiculous charges. And I said, give me the address that I can ship them to return them. And the lady told me, she says, you gotta go to your bank. And what does my bank have to do with this? My bank is for my checking account. What bank do you want me to go to?
Okay, give me one moment. Let me look over your account and see what's been happening so far.
Okay, I thank you much. Has turned out to be a nightmare.
So, sir, it says here that you started a dispute with your bank. We do need you to call back with your bank on the line stating that they won't go through.
What bank are you talking about, ma'am? The bank
Well,
with the credit card?
the card that's ending in 6668.
That bank, ma'am, that bank is on the other side of the United States. I can't
Right,
go to
but
that bank.
you don't have to go to them. We just need them to call this phone number and have your information to pull the account up, confirming that they will not go through with the dispute. Then we can
No.
further assist you with refunds.
Why can't you just give me the address so I can send it back to you? And then it'll be. There's no way this bank is gonna call you people. And
We
then.
do. We have banks that do call us and confirm that they won't go through with the dispute, and then we discuss refunds with the customer. Because, sir, we can't do anything for you. We can't do a return, and we can't refund you anything unless we have confirmation that your bank will not go through with the dispute.
Oh God, this is ridiculous. I've never heard of such stuff like this. So, what number does this bank have to call? There's no way this bank's gonna call you. I'm telling you right now.
You just
They're
have to
not.
call the bank and you just have to let them know that what's going on. They don't have to go through with the dispute because you know where the charges are coming from. And tell them to call us know that they are not going through with the dispute. We'll then tell them that we gave them the okay for you to call us back and we can discuss refunds.
Okay, what number is a bank supposed to call? What, can you give me that number?
Well, the number that you dialed, sir, the number that you've been calling the last 3 times and the fourth time, this is the number you give the call us. All they need is your information to pull up the account, which is the zip code, your first and last name, and your shipping address to just confirm that the account is yours. They would then tell us that they are not going through with the dispute. That gives us the okay to go ahead and discuss refunding you your money. But while they have the dispute going on, we can't assist you. We cannot assist you while they are disputing the charges.
Okay. Well, I told them to dispute the charges because it was, I said that, because you already charged me $30-some already. But, so I'm going to call my bank, have them call you, and then who's supposed to call me and let me know?
Once your bank call us and confirm that they are not going through with the dispute process, we will give them the okay that you can call us back and we'll discuss refunds with you.
Who's going to call me after
Nobody.
I talk to my bank?
Nobody is going to call you, but you have to call your bank back and check back with them and see if they called us to confirm. Or you can call us and see if the bank has called in to confirm that they are not going through with the dispute.
This is so ridiculous. This is never going to happen. There's no way that a bank is going to go and do that. No way.
Well, sir, there's no other way we can assist you unless they
I'll just dispute the transaction, and I'll tell them I paid you money already, and
you've already disputed it, sir. That's why we're in this mess to begin with. I'm telling you, we can discuss refunds with you once your bank calls in and confirms that they are not going through with the dispute.
And what I'm telling you is that there's no way that this bank is going to call you and say, oh, we're not going through with the dispute. That's never going to happen. That's a fairy tale. There's no way that's going to happen.
So, sir, the only reason that they're going through with the dispute is because you filed the dispute and told them that you did not make the purchase. If you let them know what's going on and that you did authorize the 14-day trial and the end of the trial purchases, they will understand, they will give us a call, and they will say that they are not going through with the dispute.
Okay. What is your name, please?
My name is Suri, S-U-R-Y. My last name is Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.
Yes, he's crying. Okay, sorry. Okay, I'll give my bank a call, and I will attempt to do this. But it would be so much easier if you gave me a return address. I'd put these in a box and send them off to you. When you get them...
Sir, we can't do any returns while that dispute is going on.
Okay, I'll try, but if they won't do it, then I don't know. You people will not cooperate with me to return this stuff. You will
That's
not.
That's because you
cooperate
filed a dispute, sir. We can't do anything with you when a dispute is out there. The account is out of our hands.
Who told you that? That's not true. You sure can deal when something is being disputed.
So how would a dispute process? How would this? You don't understand how a dispute process. Well, I don't know if you know how a dispute process works. So I'll explain a little bit about it. They're going to start an investigation. And first, the beginning of the investigation, they're just going to freeze your account on our end, so we can't do anything to the account because they froze the account. They're going to give you a temporary refund. So you have something to
That's already passed. Everything you said has already happened.
And then they're going to confirm that we list our terms and conditions on our website. And once they confirm that we do list our terms and conditions on our website, they're going to take away that temporary refund, and they're going to hold you responsible for the charges. And once all of that is done, once they take back that money that they temporarily gave you, we definitely can't do anything to help you. So So when they call back and let us know that they are not going through with the dispute, that's when we can discuss the refund process with you.
Like I said, I'll give it a try, but I have very, very little faith that this is ever going to happen. And I will just go back and I'll say, I've tried to return it, but they refuse to give me any information so I can return it. So if you're not cooperating with me, by bank, why should they talk with you when you won't even talk with me?
There's already nothing we can do at this minute, sir, because they've already started the dispute. That's why they have to tell us that they won't go through with it, so we know that we have to go to say so.
Well, I will call. I will give it a try. But, like I said, I have very, very little faith that this is going to work. Is they're going to say, well, no, we're not going to call them. Why would they? Why should we call? Because my bank, like I say, I can't go up to my bank and talk to them. I got to call them and try to describe this long distance. And it's ridiculous. Because there's four different people for the same thing. There's Buy Sublime Gadgets. There's AMDA, which I have no idea what AMDA is. And then there's a Focus Nurse, and then there's a bicep, another Focus Nurse. So there's four different people on this. I'm looking at my bank statement. There's four different numbers. So if they call and talk to you, you can handle all four of these stuff. Well, I only got two items, so I don't know why there's four charges.
Bottom line, sir, if they're going to go through with the dispute, we can't process a return or refund for you. That is the bottom line.
Well, I understand that, but I'm going to call my bank. I'm going to try to get them to call you. But if I was the bank, I'd say, no, you talk to them. What do we got to do with it? We're only the people that are financing. And they're only doing what I told them to do, which was dispute it. But it's very disputable. And now, since you won't even cooperate with me in getting, where do I send this? I can't even start to deal with the dispute because you people won't cooperate.
Sir, it's not that we won't cooperate, is that we can't do anything to the account because they froze it because of the dispute. If they drop the dispute, we can do something to help you. We're trying to cooperate with you, but you're not cooperating with us.
Because the only reason, ma'am, is because I don't believe the bank is going to do it. Why would they do it? For what reason?
Sir, you haven't listened to anything we said since you called the first agent, because it says here he tried to explain the terms and conditions to you and ask you to call the bank, and you didn't do it then. So why don't you start trying to do that now?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer.